the red of her lips, parted with a red tongue, touching the white of her teeth, tell the tale of love and lust, longing and life lived fully. A lush life, filled with libidinous conquests. The red of her areole, upon her perky breasts, pinched and almost panting for attention and pleasure, pulled and protruding, like little buoys beckoning to the passing sailors as they lift and heave upon the bosom of the undulating sea. The glossy red of her painted fingernails, pulling at her red nipples, licked by her red tongue, lightly separating her red labia. Her pink pussy lips parted and revealing the lush red lining of her luscious labia minora. The fire engine red of her pedicured toes, curling with tense expectation of love's consummation. Lying there on the sheen of her red satin sheets, in her sheer red silk negligee, swaddled in the sea of red blankets, she brings herself to a shrieking climax. Like a siren singing from the darkness, her voice reverberates with pleasure up and down the octaves, as her convulsing body rhythmically dances to the command of her virtuosic finger on her clit. Red, the symbol of the forbidden district. Red, the enticing sign of danger and vitality. Red, the fruit's color of poison and fertility. Red, the color of flame. Red, the color of caution and calling. Red is the apple tossed to Paris. Red is the sea, wet and parted to receive the host. Red is the sky in the night and morn. Red is the blood when the finger is pricked by the red rose's thorn. Red is my low's mind, filled with diabolical thoughts. Red is the devil whose brimming brow sprouts thorns. Red is life when it is born. Red is the cheek when it is warm. Red is my heart when for lo it longs. Red are all things forbidden, from knowledge's treats to vulgar porn. Red is the color of this song. Lo, look at how you entrance me, how you bewitch me, how you have me in your spell. I have gone mad. I write my book of love and inscribe each page with your refulgent image. I sing your praises to heaven's foundations, that the angels might find respite from their constant bliss and repent their having not been remiss.